Ranked number four in the state, off to a 4-0 start. Good win last week over the Princeton Tigers by a 39-8 final score. The Milan Wildcats will be at Trenton High School, CF Russell Stadium, take on the Bulldogs this week. As we're joined here for pregame with the head coach of the unbeaten Wildcats, Sean Dabney. Coach, outstanding performance last week. Congratulations on the win over Princeton.
Thank you, Tom.
I got a chance to listen to the game in my office last week with Trenton off because of the battle with COVID-19 over this way. And Princeton gave you a battle in the first half. Your defense, a little bit of bend, but don't break. Got three stops in the red zone, as I understand it.
Well, hats off to Princeton. They're a very good football team. They've got a great group of kids and extremely elusive running backs with a very good size, you know, good veteran-looking line. I mean, they were just quite a load, and we were, our backs were up against the wall, and we just kind of kept hanging in there together and found out what kind of, team we are. We just got to keep playing together and, make good things happen, just not let, any kind of adversity get us down.
It's nice when you can hold the football and have long drives and wear down a defense and those things, but there's something to be said for the big play, Coach, and you got a couple of big ones, especially in the first half last week. One through air, one through the ground.
Yes, we were able to get a couple big plays, and we've got some big play, personnel. So, sometimes those plays go for a long game, sometimes they go all the way, and we were pretty fortunate that time to get a couple big plays when we really needed it.
Yeah, I was talking with Coach Powell about it. It sounds like the jet sweep has been a play that's been good for you so far this year, Coach.
Yeah, it's been good. It's you just have to kind of scratch whatever's itching.
So as it pertains to the game last week, it's 16-0. Princeton gets a very late touchdown, a two-point conversion, so it's 16-8. And when I was talking with Coach Powell about this, you get to a point, usually it's that first score in the third quarter, and certainly it was last week, where if Princeton scores it, it's a new ball game, very interesting. But you came out, and it sounded like the guys were really focused coming out of the locker room, and you played a really outstanding second half.
Well, we got the ball to start the second half, and there was always a couple little things that you adjust to, but just no panic at all. Walked in the locker room, and it's like, it's a learning experience on what happened right there before half. Instead of going in 16-0 and getting the ball, it's just like, well, let's find out what kind of group of kids we've got. I'm pretty sure, as a coach, you're like, gosh darn, we shouldn't, we know the situation a little bit better, but we're not going to cry over the spilt milk. We're going to figure out what happened, why it happened. And, the kids already had it fixed before we came in the locker room. Just an upbeat group ready to find out what we need to do for the second half. And that's what they understand. It's four quarters of football, and that's why I love them so much.
Was there an adjustment period for your offense, the guys you had coming back, Coach, with a new quarterback? Obviously, Mallon's a great quarterback. He comes from a obviously Mark and a coach's kid and a sports family. Just a great player for you. Was there any adjustment at all in getting used from what Ryan had to what Mallon had this year for the guys returning?
Not a real huge adjustment. There's a few things. Both those two boys are just different types of one's 6'5", one's 5'9", 5'10", and they both have different little strengths. So it's just like any other team trying to add a little bit more into what fits. Mallon from the very beginning was a sponge, wanting to learn just whatever we had to do and do whatever. Your mind's just like a parachute; it's going to work when it's open, and his mind's open, and he was ready to come in and learn everything as quickly as possible. And again, we just tried to teach it in a progression, and it was very simple for him. He's just got a good high football IQ to start with, and so it was. We tried to fit some things in that he does well and into what we do, and so it's just been fantastic having him here.
I remember watching, obviously, the your wife's basketball team last year when they went to the Final Four, and I think Bennett was a reserve guard on that team, got a little bit of play every once in a while, but He made a couple of big catches for your football team last week. Coach, tell me about your wide receiver, Bennett, and just how much you like him as a player and a young man on your football team, what he's doing for you.
I just pretty much said it all. He's just a very patient athlete. He's done a great job for us. Big upside, just a sophomore, and just a kid that wants to work hard at his craft and get better at it, and, a couple times early this season, we hooked up a little bit in the jamboree, and then just kind of how the first early games played out, we were able to move the ball relatively well on the ground, and then you throw in a really hard drizzle at Putnam. We kind of knew we've practiced a lot of different things passing. It's just a matter of when you want to add it in and then mix it in at the right time. But definitely we're forced to have to throw a little bit Friday night. And it was so they're well prepared when that takes place. They need to do that.
Absolutely. With your football team, Coach, you're a month in, four games in, week number five. What's made you the most proud with the way that the boys have performed and the start they've gotten off to this year?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is where they're at is just they work hard. They've spent a lot of time to get better and get back where they're at. And kind of going back to our conversation earlier about going in at halftime after, we just gave up a big play. The guys rallying behind our secondary, our kids, just say, we got this, we got this, let's get it fixed. Winners, they're just a winning mentality group of kids. They're not going to sit around and woe is me and, we're going to spend our time and energy fixing things and sitting around whining and complaining.
Yeah, we talked about this.
And that's what gets you where you're at.
We've talked about this in the past too, Coach, how great football teams, they're the ones that, I don't care how good you are, you're going to have a play every once in a while, it doesn't go your way. And it's that next up mentality, whether it's next guy up or it's next play up. Once that play is done, you got to move on to the next play.
Yeah, and anyone follows us close, that's kind of how we were last year. And we fought not only just regular in-game adversities and things, but injury adversities. And so these guys are used to rolling up their sleeves and the next guy up or whatever it may be, just figuring out what we need to do. And it starts with us as coaches, hey, let's figure this out. We'll no panic here. And we'll, hopefully that trickles down to these young men. And, hopefully that trickles down to maybe how their lives go when they're out in the real world, when they do graduate and they're moving on, you can get frustrated really easy, but just try to, spend your time trying to figure it out and use that energy in a wise way.
Before I let you go, Coach, you got the Trenton Bulldogs this week, a team that hadn't played the last 2 weeks because of having a kid show up positive with COVID, which was, that's unfortunate. It is what it is. Trenton's back just in time to play Milan. From what you know about Trenton, and I'm sure you've seen a little bit of him from the first two games, what's your thoughts on what the Bulldogs have this year?
I think they've got good, nice group-looking kids up front, good backs, what you normally see out of a Trenton Bulldog football team. And, just all the outside things are just obviously, I don't think anybody had experience with that with that kind of stuff. It's all new for everybody. So I just expect a hard, fought football game, a group of kids coming out wanting to, been off, obviously, unfortunately for them, been off. I would think that they would, be ready to come out and, ready to play some football and enjoy each minute of it. And so that's what we're expecting.
Well, yeah, great.
And so that's pretty much, from our end, what we expect.
Yeah, and whether it's C.F. Russell Stadium in town in Trenton or over at the Pitt and Milan, two great football facilities with always a great Friday night atmosphere. This one will be in Trenton. It's the Bulldogs hosting the Wildcats Friday night at 7. Coach, congrats on the start. Good luck against the Trenton Bulldogs. We'll see you Friday night.
Okay, thank you, Tom.